This service is defining for someone. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. Your family has lost this sickness for a long time. You love this person so dearly. But sometimes you just like, hey God, if you take him, take him. If you take her, take her. It's like the whole family has no life anymore. The Lord will have me tell you. Before the end of September, in the name of Jesus, that person will testify. God knows I don't know anybody with that, but he knows. And I'm sure you are shocked that God can see the very, very secret that you are not seeing in the corner of your room. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own struggles. Let God handle his own struggle. There is no way you can handle God's struggles and win. You are not equipped to handle God's struggles, because God has no struggles. Because all your struggles are what he takes over. And struggles change from being struggles when they get into his presence. That's why they are limited there for a rest. Verse 11. Let us labor. Tell your neighbor, say there is a labor here. Therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So this is saying quite a lot. The reason we don't enter is unbelief. So let us fight the good fight of faith. Let us labor to enter, because there is a rest. Whether we have entered or not, there is a rest. Because the truth is that positionally we have entered. But experientially, a lot of us are struggling. But I declare in the name of Jesus, you will see this rest manifest in your lives. In the name of Jesus. Because it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So even if the things that the devil is using to attack you is not physical, there's no way it can come to you, because he has to use an agent. Someone must think the evil towards you. God discerns it from a distance. No secret before God. That's why you should not be afraid. Fear not. There is a rest. Just enter that rest. Glory be to God in the highest. Then one more scripture before we take the breath. Verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, and that's how the rest is made available to us, Jesus, the Son of God, let us what? Hold what? Fast. You know, we read, he said, let us labor therefore. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, as filthy as your situation is. That was why he came. That's why he's the Lord. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can start the rest of your day. So we don't have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as you do. But you see, with him, no sin. Let us therefore, tell your neighbor, say, let us therefore come how? Boldly. Where? Unto the throne of grace. That we may what? Obtain mercy. And what? Find grace to help in the time of need. If you are asked to describe the throne of grace by your own understanding and perception, what will you say? What will you, What do you think? What do you expect to see at the throne of grace? I mean, see. If you say mercy, what color is mercy? And what shape is mercy? I know these are spiritual things that are difficult to be explained physically, but it's kind of pulling your imagination, as it were. So if you come to this, what do you want to see at the Christian place? I mean, in terms of thank you, Jesus, and this cars in his hand. But if God will make it more dramatic, you see the slain lamb, and yet the King of Kings. There's grace. There's grace. Oh, why do I feel a rushing? There's grace. You see, grace is not what any man did. That's why no man can stop grace from flowing to you. If man manufactured grace, I say, see this family, I don't like him. Let me stop the grace this morning. No, man didn't make grace. The Bible says to hold fast your confidence. And the devils know that. Because when you operate this way, your frequency is much, much higher than what they can ever imagine. I feel the electricity flowing now. I feel the fire flowing now. If you are sick in your body, lay your hands and receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I mean, if you're sick anywhere, lay your hands and say, by his stripes, I am. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. That was the reason he came. You know, yesterday, wow, I was in between so many things, and I could hear the Lord tapping on my door. But I was into too many things, but I could hear him knocking. Then someone called me, and from the moment I said hello, she started praying. Whoo! She was praying in Yoruba. Whoo! She prayed for what looked like 15 minutes non-stop. I was drenched in prayers and the anointing of prayers. She said, I just called to say hello. Then we got through praying at 12 o'clock in the night, or 12:30, around 2:01. And I saw that the text was waiting for me. And another sister had sent a text, they lent a text, and was praying. I said, I said, read this stuff. When God wants to encourage, somebody came here to be encouraged today. You need not be afraid. Jesus is walking on the waters of your life today. Hey, he's walking in the storms of your life today. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, come, do not forsake your gathering together. But you never knew that this one will mark an unusual beginning in your life. Woo! We give him praise. We give him honor. You know, there's a scripture that says, since you know that your treasures are laid in heaven, set your mind on things that above. The things below can't keep you. They can't hold you. Because the Bible says you are seated with Christ Jesus in the heaven, far above. So the things that concerns you are the lofty things, the things in Christ Jesus. So what are you doing here? You are here to turn everything back up. You are an agent of restoration. In the name of Jesus. Now it becomes difficult for the devil to put you down. You see, we have what we call, there are reactions in chemistry. You bring one chemical and another together to react. But there are some things we call catalysts. When they get in there, they hasten reaction. Your life henceforth will hasten reactions. Snatching out of the jaws of the lions of this world, out of the bears of this world, out of the wolves of this world, snatching and rescuing life, turning them back up in the name of Jesus.
don't know why things are refusing to go bad. The city is going bad, but it's going to come to an end. No, no, no. As long as you are here. You know what Jesus said? He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light. And he says, you are the light of the world. Now, the effectiveness of that will depend on your ability to know who you are. And your constant remembrance of the fact that you are the light. And darkness can never. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'll just show you a scripture, then we go. I'll read from verse 22 of Matthew chapter 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. You will never be a multitude person in the name of Jesus. How be there are many that gather in churches, they are multitudes. But Jesus is looking for disciples. Multitudes are just in for what they can get. Disciples are interested in the master and what he does. And when he has sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Now, you see, if Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God, will pray, don't kid yourself. You need to give time to the Word and prayer. Otherwise, you will not stand. I hope you know that. So he went away to pray. If all we do is just stand before you and just hallelujah, if we don't take time to pray, we are playing with fire. That prayer is not even so much for you, because God answers your prayer. We need to defend ourselves and stand well. Because just like you have to take the word you hear from the pulpit to stand, we have to take the same word to stand. It's not automatic for the preacher. It's not. It's not automatic for the apostle. That's why the healing apostle usually cannot use his anointing to heal himself. That's not to say that that same anointing will not heal him, but it's more difficult. But the word of God will heal him. Anytime, any day. And Jesus said, the word I speak to you, they are what? And they are what? Lie. So the word itself is the anointing. You say, really? I'm not telling you to go and start arguing. How about it? It's clear. If it's spirit, that's all. How God anointed Jesus Christ with what? With what? With the Holy Ghost or with the Holy Spirit and with what? Uh-huh. And they went about? Healing all. Okay. To pray. And when the evening was come, he was alone. He was there alone. Can I be frank with you? There are times that you just have to be alone. If you don't want to be alone, you just want all the people around you, everybody to love you, everybody to, hey. God will make sure that, hey, I want you alone. Because you need it. Because then you'll be able to give him the attention that he needs. Jesus left them and went away and I was alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The devil is a liar. Jesus constrained them. So you should understand that this was a journey that was led by the maker of all things. And so something that he made thought he could thwart. Can you imagine? Jesus made you wind, made you breeze, made you sea, made man, made the boat, made water. He said, you guys get in here and go. And then the wind that he made now says, I won't let them go. No wonder the Bible says, he that sits in heaven shall laugh. I just come to tell somebody here that the very trouble that is troubling you, God is laughing at it already. In the name of Jesus. And what bothers me is this. Are you aware of the fact that God is making a mockery of the devil over there? Are you aware that God is having a big laugh over the devil's futile attempts? See, if you don't know that, you'll be afraid. If you don't know that, you take your focus off God and off what God is doing with your life. But you see, like I said, before we started, God just ran and said, tell them that today there's an anointing in this house, which you're already carrying. It's unusual deliverance, excellence and speed. In the name of Jesus. An anointing of power, anointing of favor, anointing of wisdom, anointing of promotion, anointing of unusual restoration in the name of Jesus in the house. So
So can you now see where God is going? And while you are in the midst of this thing happening, then the devil reminds you of some things that you have failed, where you have failed before, some things that have stopped you before, and all of a sudden you begin to shake. Yeah, you are in the midst. Somebody is in the midst of a major breakthrough right now. Somebody has left the shores of fear and failure. Somebody is sailing towards the destiny that God has for him or her. It's no time to look back anymore. In the name of Jesus, talk to your neighbor. Say, did you hear that? In the name of Jesus, go forward. Right in the midst. Right in the midst. Right in the midst. I mean, right in the midst. The wind decided to blow. Why did you blow? To blow them forward? No, he wants to blow opposite. Every opposition in your life. From today, the judgment of God in the name of Jesus. Hey! Let the camp of the wicked become desolate in the name of Jesus. Let their ways be dark and slippery. You see, where did the psalmist find that? Oh, that was the way God, that's the way God fights. That was the way he fought Pharaoh. He made sure that there was darkness for Pharaoh's army. And there was light for the children of Israel. And they were going on, and there was darkness and cold. Let their ways be dark. Let them be confounded and disgraced. As for you, he says, hey, fear not. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Tell your neighbor, say, I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I receive strength, 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 strength in the name of Jesus. He said, yes, I will help you. Say, I receive help right now in the name of Jesus. Wasn't that what he did when he came down from the mountain and decided to walk on the water? The water that was giving them trouble and the wind that was giving, he will walk on your waters. He will walk in your storm. He will walk towards you. And when you are afraid, you say, no, do not be afraid. I am the one. Let that storm be silenced now. In the name of Jesus. I said, the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, as I unseat you and I topple you, in the name of Jesus, and I release the children of God into their possessions, in the name of Jesus. So Peter said, if it is you, bid me come. The devil thought he was coming to mess you up, but he's about to promote you. He always makes mistakes. Because when God wants to promote you, that's when he will come to make his own mistake. And through his mistake, then God will lift up another divine hero. I say your time of heroic celebration has come. In the name of Jesus. So Peter came out and Peter walked. It is amazing that the storm was in. Peter was in the boat, afraid of the storm. He now came out and walked in the storm. I said, what scared you yesterday? You will master and climb tomorrow. I mean today, in the name of Jesus. And so Peter walked. Then the Bible tells us that when Peter saw the boisterous wind and the huge waves, he started to sink. That was what I preached last Sunday. I said, no matter how much the devil tries to remind you of the past, we forbid you to look back. In the name of Jesus. We say your eyes will look straight ahead of you. In the name of Jesus. You know what Paul says? He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the faith. That man knew, that man, there was something about him. So you wouldn't have been. Minus Jesus. He made you. He blessed your father. Blessed your mother. They could sleep together forever and never had a child. But he made sure that there was a conception. So he brought you. So did he bring you to suffer? Lie. That's why he's the author. He who has started this good work, he will finish it in the name of Jesus. Looking unto who? Jesus. I said, say today is somebody's turn around in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, the forces that held you all your life, or that have been holding you all your life, they have become history. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm a covenant child of God. And I give him praise. Just wave your hand and just thank him and just celebrate him, celebrate him, celebrate him. And when Peter began to sink, what did he do? He said, Master, save me. Somebody wants to cry, Master, save me today. And immediately, somebody's miracle is about to be immediate. Somebody wants to shout like Peter shouted. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save my situation. Jesus, help me. No matter how terrible the storm, Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. The Bible says, and immediately he reached out and they were in the boat. You are getting to your destiny. Destination. You are prospering, fulfilling divine mandate. In the name of Jesus, you are finishing well and finishing strong in Jesus' name. And the Bible says they were in the boat and the sea was calm. And people came and started worshiping him. It's time to praise God. I say it's the beginning of your praise worship. It's the beginning of your praise festival. Shall we just magnify his name? You go in peace in Jesus' name. No more sorrow in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Unusual favor will follow you the rest of your life. Unusual wisdom the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. Increase on every side in the name of Jesus. I mean prosper everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. Shine everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. It is well with you, well with your soul, well with your home, well with your service, well with your ministry in the name of Jesus. You will always return with a testimony. I say in the name of Jesus, you will always return with a testimony. In the name of Jesus, always return with a testimony. In the name of Jesus, say, I will return. In the name of Jesus, with testimonies. Glory be to God in the highest.